Everyone had a nice time yesterday? Anyone had a bad time yesterday? There were probably some valleys along with the hills and mountains for some. That's also nice. I have a, I'd like to begin with a little bit of a logistical concern or question. We don't have our kitchen crews over there, but they can hear. And how is the prasadam?
Excellent.
Let's hear it for the prasadam team. Could name some names, but then that leaves some persons unnamed, but some persons I saw working really hard, carrying those big things of corn, and people out there husking the corn and cutting, and hours of, well, we're chanting our 64 rounds. I mean, a lot of support. Just, and completely spontaneous, and for your information, it's a new team. There's a new team leader, but also team members doing many things that they never had the responsibility for. We have some anchors like Shamasaki over here quietly making sure everyone's accommodations are taken care of, and little things. So this, it's because Gita Nagari, when we leave, it's, you know, it's essentials, and we're bringing in this the horde. So there's a lot of support work. Maybe a number of you also participated in that. Maybe some of the people that did some of that, that's why they're not here today, this morning. And they're exhausted or something, not used to so much physical work. Anyway, a lot of appreciation for those who carried us through this event. But something that they need to know, and our organizer and organizers, the team, need to know, and the kirtan devotees need to know. We had this inspiration that said, in addition to japa, we would have 10-hour kirtan. But I've heard a number of people say when they're leaving. So I'd like to ask, of the people that are here, it's maybe half or less of the, all the, everybody, but who's going to remain up until, aside from the kirtan schedule people, who's going to remain up until 6 o'clock? Okay. How many are planning to leave after lunch? You know, before or after lunch? Or let's say it the other way around. How many people are planning to still be here after lunch? Okay. We may do some adjusting of the kirtan schedule. Specifically with Badahari Prabhu's presence and getting a ride back in time for everybody to achieve what they need to achieve. Okay. So then my senses will continue up until 6. It'll be good to know. When's the, you want any logistical things? Like when is the, after lunch, when's the next prasadam thing? Do you need to know how many people are going to be here for that? It's already cooked.
It's too much for afternoon and take home and breakfast.
Okay. So that means if people stay until 6, if they stay until 6, they'll have take home.
Yes. Even they're going to lunch plus take home.
Okay. Is that clear? Those of you that are staying on, lunch. And then take home, and if you're going to stay for another day or stay for the night, you have take home. Take your ashram, your room somewhere. Okay. So just, you're going to have to adjust the detail so that he can leave when he needs to leave. And maybe something like the kirtan just before lunch can be his second kirtan, and then the others can be adjusted, something like that. He's really easy for medical eyes. That's Krishna. That's, okay. So, one of the nicest memorable parts of japa retreat is sharing. Not too long, but you know, something that gives the devotees some appreciation of what the other kernels of rice in the pot were doing, what your experience was. There are lots of firsts. Somebody that came, they're not here, so I won't say the name. They had never chanted more than 16 rounds, and they stopped chanting at 74 rounds. They stopped counting, because it was just so blissful. Just the being in this kind of focused situation. One child, not here, but had never chanted 16 rounds, and he chanted 16 rounds, and he was really happy. So, not just numbers, but the experience. Just the 74 round and I stopped counting person said, I was just experiencing so much mercy. It didn't seem right to just keep counting. Anyway, and just, thank you. It's such a wonderful experience. So anybody would like to share their experience of particularly the chanting, the japa yesterday. You can appreciate the kirtans too. Anyone would like to volunteer? It works. No, it's not on. We're time out for technical adjusting. Just ask a teenager. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for arranging the retreat. Initially, when I saw the 64 Raman chant, it was for me just I surrendered myself, and inside I was very much nervous. I will be able to do it or not, but I had faith.
Put the microphone closer. Yeah, there we go.
I had faith on you. So I was just completely surrendering, and I don't know, I will be able to do, or it is going to be deathless chanting, or how, it is no idea, just let us see Krishna what he is going to do. And before that, I used to chant, and I used to feel that I am very high, and Krishna is almost equal, little bigger than me.
You learned something else yesterday?
Study.
Yeah.
While you mentioned that chanting with feelings, so it was really powerful. And also when I got chanting with feelings, I needed to say, But afterwards I realized Krishna is very big and I am very tiny.
That's a nice feeling. Yeah.
And then after finishing 34 rounds, I had nausea while chanting, and then I thought, what is going to happen? And you mentioned that two things, prayer from the Radharananda and also devotees of association we have. Immediately I met with my son and he told that I am doing my 19th round.
Wow.
And then afterwards I saw my daughter, she told me, this is my 28th round. And then I saw Mrityunjaya, he never chanted more than 2 rounds, and he wrote his 34th round. And then after that, outside, I saw Atma Prabhu, he was chanting very enthusiastically. So I thought it would be good to when he engaged me with him. And without saying anything, just he indicated me also this stage. And then after that, it went up to 54 rounds. Nicely. 55 rounds, again I had problem, but attention problem. And then after that it was okay, it was just only 1 moment. And then again there was feeling, chanting with feeling. And after 56 rounds I came for the lunch, and then after lunch I thought, well, now I'm going to sleep. When I came to the temple room, and then I saw Jagannatha Guruji was chanting enthusiastically that karma is why I find him. And then I was able to survive, and then 61 round when I was finishing, I got some grief, I should chant more. I don't know how it happens. And then after finishing 61 or 62 round, who came to the temple room? Again I got strength. And I finished 64 rounds, then I thought, okay, I will be able to do a couple more rounds. And then, with your presence, I was able to finish 80 rounds. And with full enthusiasticity, and there was no any problem. So, I don't know how it worked, but it was really nice. Otherwise, I never chanted. Initially, I had a very hard time to finish 1 round. 16 rounds, just I was doing because I was initiated, and it was kind of burden for me before the Vyas Puja. It was, I was just doing, but after coming from the Vyas Puja, I was able to do happily. But this 64 round, I don't know how I was able to survive, just to do it much.
You want to feel even smaller? You like feeling small, or you like feeling big?
No. Big.
I won't name the name, but there's a devotee, retired, husband and wife. The wife has been chanting 80 rounds a day for about 10 years. And she still does some service. Make garlands for the deities and does some cooking and take care of her husband's needs and chants 80 rounds a day for 10 years every day. Every day.
And after finishing that, I was so fresh, no tiredness. Initially I had nausea 34 rounds, and after finishing 8 rounds, I was feeling so fresh and enthusiastic. It is hard to explain that feeling. And I mean, help with the changes of the
okay.
And my wife was saying that 16 rounds, it is difficult, but 64 rounds are easy. So thank you so much.
Yeah, easy, 64? How many?
64.
64. And you felt good. And today?
Today, I think...
No, how do you feel today about yesterday?
Sorry?
You still feeling you're levitating? Feel very light. Good. How many rounds did your children complete?
My son did 34 rounds, and my daughter is in the 30.
They were competing, I bet. Your son won. She'll try better next time. She's how old is your daughter? Anyone else want to volunteer? Krishna's devotee too.
We both want Krishna's devotee. I thought yesterday, and even before yesterday, when I was instructed that it was going to be a full day of 64 rounds, I thought to myself, how wonderful would it be if out of this weekend retreat for Krishna and the glory of Krishna, that we could continue doing rounds and actually have it go until the holidays, so that each person here would devote some of their rounds each day or once a week, specifically that I got about, for making life a, when you quit chanting, you become someone else in this place, this temple, would pick it up, kind of like a relay of chanting, so that we would continue on until the first of the year. I thought it would be nice so that we could continue with the retreat. There are those in churches that have prayer chains, and one picks up when another one starts. And I just thought maybe it would be nice so that the chanting could continue clear through the end of the year. It doesn't mean I was getting up a lot of times, but it means dedicating the rounds maybe for 1 month. There's 30 men here, and each of you would just devote around 30 times between now and the end of the year, we would have it covered. So it would be, well, it's the thought that counts. I think Krishna would appreciate it. Keep the ecstatic mushroom and joy going.
Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai.
Just a thought.
Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Someone else.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. This man is both Javadi tree. Before coming here, I had expectation that enhancing the body is it takes time. It's not going to happen in 1 day or 2 days in the retreat.
That's realistic.
After listening to your lectures and taking part in 64 rounds, it made me realize internally some of the obstacles, and as I was writing down yesterday, I could internalize some of those, because I never spent time in many days to do that, so that's very comfortable. And also having never chanted more than 25 rounds. Chanting more rounds in association with yogis is definitely a spark that if you carry on, move to the next level. So the chanta retreat was very helpful. Thank you so much.
How many rounds did you complete?
I could make 58 rounds.
Okay.
I was not, but my speed is very less.
And you had some services too.
Yes.
Each japa retreat is a different experience. That's one thing. And the starting point that you spoke, that was one of my main appreciations. There's so much cleansing and purification. It takes a lot of maturity and sustained commitment and dedication. It's to achieve the goal. So continuing to have japa retreats or continuing to have extended kirtan, it's not like same old, oh, I've done that, what's new? It's what you started off with. It, you know, come to another level and come to another level and get set back again. So coming together in the association of devotees, what transforming effect that has to help us move. It's well worth it. All the organization, you know, he's going to have a good rest for the next couple of days because he's working very hard. But it's worth it to bring everyone together and experience what we all experienced. You had your hand up.
Thank you very much for my time and opportunity. Especially extending time. By 7 o'clock, I was able to complete 64 rounds.
By 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yes.
In the morning or evening?
I think it was very pleasing to you and Prabhupada and Radha Krishna. I heard somewhere that when Prabhupada was deciding how many rounds or besides, can I stand you with John? So I heard that he was in heaven. He was about to decide 64 rounds and 32 and 16 rounds. So I think it's very pleasing to everyone.
16 rounds minimum. Okay.
I think it was wonderful in spite of having obstacles like what we discussed, association of wonderful devotees help us a lot to realize and achieve the goal.
How do you have a meter that measures the spiritual surcharge that comes by being in the association of many other devotees, doing the same activity, focusing on chanting? It's if you had a meter, it would. But you can see from the results what's on that meter. It's way up there. Very powerful.
Yeah, like you said, I always keep chanting. So once we chant like 64 rounds, Hare Krishna Mahamantra comes up and down. Like I had about and through probably 24 hours kirtan in Vrindavan.
Well, he organized, he didn't perform 24 hour kirtan. But it's an editing detail. Okay.
Maharaj, my sankalpa to begin with was to set aside all my phone calls, assignments, work,
and just focus on being here, being present, connecting with you, connecting with Krishna. Even that felt like an impossible task back then. And after hearing the introductory lecture about saying yes and continuing to say yes to Krishna and having the right sankalpa, and importantly, to expect the unexpected.
And sure enough.
And sure enough. That night, I mean, the night before the 64 round, late at night, there was no signal otherwise.
Can we turn the speaker? Maybe that will help. Turn, just turn the direction of it. Because where he's seated may be a problem. Okay? So we got it. Go ahead.
And late at night, I got a hurried calls from India saying that we're very well and we're trying to get in touch with you. Your mother is in ICU.
Whoa.
And so it was quite dramatic.
Wow.
To say the least. So, the first thought that went through my mind was what you said. Expect the unexpected. Tomorrow is the 64th round. So, the first 32 rounds were okay, were good. My mind was getting a little distracted because of things that were happening in India. Things were falling, getting out of control, but still, that nagging feeling, you know, is everything okay? Because no one is there, really, other than myself, to take care of her there. And then I saw you.
Yes.
Just as we, I finished my 32 rounds, and there were a few services. So, once that happened, once I saw you, was after that I was literally flying. The next 30 rounds just flew. I could feel your presence in every bead I could feel your presence. And that,
we saw somebody up there and I wondered who it was. Was there a string on the end of the kite?
Must have been the basement. But the next 30 rounds were effortless. I mean, the concentration, the quality was just so superb. I just couldn't believe it. I could just feel your presence every single time.
What happened to the last two? Crash landed or what?
And then I was called for Gaura Arati, and after that I finished my last two. Not at 7 a.m., but at 7 p.m.
Okay. Okay. Did you get an early start in the morning?
It wasn't particularly early because I started a little late. Okay. I started around 7:30.
Okay. Starting early on the extended japa day, real important, real helpful. When you do that, sailing is easier. So, from the ladies' side, any? Okay.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. I'm a mother of one child and got so entangled in fulfilling all the needs and wants of the family. And never started falling on the back shelf until I realized after so many years that there was no back shelf for so long period of time. And I was constantly struggling for that courage to bring it back on my forefront.
There's some mothers in the audience that are nodding as you're speaking. Keep going. Doing great.
I was constantly praying to Krishna that he's giving courage that I can bring it back on my forefront. But I guess I was lacking that extra push and that extra courage, which I feel confident enough. I've come to my forefront after attending Japa Retreat. It was impossible for me to even imagine. I didn't make any sankalpa of how many rounds I wanted to chant. I was like, I'll chant as much as I can, whatever best quality I can. And to my own surprise, I was able to do 64 rounds with quite satisfactory quality. And a very grateful figure for organizing and all the organizers for this beautiful festival that females like me who didn't didn't have that extra courage to bring it up on core front, we're able to gain that spiritual strength around me.
I'm looking for Sri Radhika, but, you know, she's the one that gets the credit for one of the major helpers. How old was your child busily engaged with all the nice activities?
He's 7 years old.
7. So he was part of the team.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, she had many helpers, that some of them are here, but fantastic. 64 rounds. Your first time?
First time, 64 rounds. And I've been initiated for like so many years now. But could never really build it up. It's like you become stagnant after certain years.
Mm.
And your japa also becomes, in terms of quality, becomes very stagnant. And you really, I mean, you hear all this knowledge, you know, in lectures and association of senior devotees. But I don't know what it is that becomes so spreading.
Even you don't know yourself what to do.
But then the Krishna mercy, I guess, becoming association and brings it all back
alive. Vidya vadhu jivanam. The life of transcendental knowledge. Mercy, the mercy of the association of devotees. Just my thought went to, gee, it would be really nice come regular japa retreats, but the next Labor Day weekend comes just after the Thursday Janmashtami, Friday Vyasa Puja, then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Labor Day weekend. So logistically and, you know, energetically and organizationally, I don't know if it's, I mean, I do know, it's not realistic to try to, you know, have all the people do all the, you know, get the boga and do all the organization and all of this and that and the other thing immediately. You know, it's not realistic. Come on Friday after Vyasa Puja and Janmashtami. It's not realistic. We will most likely, I mean, unless the calendar changes, we're not going to have a japa retreat next Labor Day weekend. We'll have to figure something out. Because this was very nice, very nice. Okay. Any other on the ladies' side? Or should I call on some people? Any other volunteers? You're volunteering? Yeah. You're volunteering. Thank you for volunteering.
I had some good experience and especially the customer meditation with customers helped me a lot. And meditation with customers helped me a lot. Like in there were hard hands too, because I wasn't able to speak properly.
Because you weren't able to?
I wasn't able to speak properly.
At night?
Sit properly.
Sit properly, okay. They said sleep properly. Oh.
So, but then, because of the, from the lectures, when I learned it, I was able to get up again. Krishna is very merciful, he is very attractive, but and my attention is not so much. And as you mentioned that how that two-syllable Krishna is so attractive, but and one should have 1 million of years and millions of times, I thought that my goal is too far, but little step, I'm just a tiny can.
So, from your experience yesterday, your daughter wasn't here, so you were, you know, in that situation. What is it you didn't have, like, you know, the concern, how is my child doing? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Do they get prasadam? Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Things like that. Something that you can take with you for tomorrow's japa and next week, you know, upcoming japa. What is it you can take with you? So a recommendation, because you mentioned this, stay with it, because the way material energy works, and the mind is one of those material energies, something begins and then somehow it just starts to dissipate, and then you're flat again. You're like, what happened? So cultivate. Anushilana is Rupa Goswami's term. Cultivate. So something moved, continue to cultivate. And it will, the tendency is it will fade or dissipate. Focus again and cultivate, cultivate, cultivate. So that, you know, you'll get the spiritual essence of that which gave you some strength. You can't recapture the experience, but you can continue to have, you know, a Krishna experience of variety through that assist. The goal is the holy name, something that assists focusing on the holy name. Continue. Like that example I gave of moving the magnifying glass, continuing to adjust the magnifying glass so that the rays of the sun become very small, to a little circle. Keep focusing. Keep investing conscious energy in the goal is the name. Focus upon the name and things that so these. I did it. Yeah, after the first, when I came in contact with that translation, I was really inspired, and I knew from experience, inspiration comes and then inspiration goes, so stay with it. And so for about a month, you know, at least the first part of my japa was focused on Cheto Darpana Marjan. So this holy name is so merciful. It's cleansing this dirty heart. Cheto. How merciful is the name? Bhava Mahada. So it's just one by one. That's just not mechanically, just naturally flowing. And the greater appreciation for the holy name. It made chanting with attention easier by appreciating, what is this? Holy name. This glory leading to, and so it's just sequential. And the sequence takes you, you know, to a very elevated state. Purnamritasvadanam. Pratipadam. Purna Amrita Asvadanam. I mean, but, you know, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, just in that first verse. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. So, you know, just even stay with Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Just cleanse the heart. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vidharanam. The holy name just has that potency, that glory, that gift. And when you see or interact with the holy name in that mood of regard for the holy name, it's specific, you know, out of the unlimited glories, here's one, and it moves the heart. It makes it easier to stay focused and chanting. It's very powerful. There's so many things that can assist, but cultivate it. That's my message. Don't let it dissipate and someone else back here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for coming.
I didn't make any sandalba to I started with my regular business in the morning. But by coming to the dharma and receiving the asana and the devotee, I'm able to come to 64 hours after 9 p.m.
After?
9 p.m.
Okay.
But it's not easy. But by coming to dharma and by seeing the devotee, they're starting some of the same feeling also.
A little detail that the normally we speak of the number of rounds that we chant with a different term, vrata, and sankalpa has a different meaning than how many rounds I'm going to chant. Sankalpa is your expectation or your intent or the purpose for which you're doing 64 rounds or whatever the number of rounds or just being here. What is it that brought you here? That, you know, so here I am with the holy name. What is it? Like, just as an example, I had a knee problem. So I went, you know, I was recommended go to a physical therapist. So the physical therapist sat me down, pulled out her clipboard and said, what is it that you're expecting to have as a result of your physical therapy? What's your sankalpa, my dear sir? So I'll just share. The first thing I said, well, you know, you caught me off guard here. I want to be able to walk up and downstairs, so I'm not like an old man. He said, okay, that's good. And what else? You know, I said, I don't know. He said, well, you want to play tennis and basketball again? And I said, not really. then I thought some more about it. You know, what is my... And it took a while, but after, because that's how I process things a little slowly, I said, really, that was actually the next time that I came, I said, I have a very clear idea what I want. Next year I plan to go to a holy place in India called Vrindavan. She said, oh, I have a friend that's going to India to visit some holy places. I said, okay, the one I'm going to is Vrindavan. And there in Vrindavan there's a hill, a mountain. And it's 23 kilometers to walk around that mountain. It's really a wonderful experience. I want to be able to walk around it and not be limping afterwards. And she said, oh, you know, it's a different conversation. You know, India and holy places and what's the place called? And I'll tell my friend about this place. But so then when I was doing, you're supposed to do so many of these and so many of those and, you know, different things. So the numerical counting, it's dry. But when I was meditating on Govardhan Hill and circumambulating Govardhan Hill, it was easy. It was not just easy. It was blissful. Govardhan, and preparing myself to walk around Govardhan Hill. That's sankalpa. Not, you know, how many steps I'm going to take to get around. Or like, you know, something. That's a vrata. And then the other is... Yes. I'm back. Back to John.
I have seen a couple times in the past, chanted with 32 rounds. It's just a way to get my muscle. And I found it's much easier splitting it up at the time. So, chanted 16 in the morning, and my muscle was 16 while sending my volunteer group.
Intense.
Physically. It's important to pay attention to what the body needs. And maybe the body's not cooperating, it's kind of a challenge. And so things like temperature, same way, blood sugar, being able to walk, and have a pain, and that sort of thing. And whatever it is that you have in relation to you, pay attention to it. Taking away maybe 16 in the morning and more late.
Your 16 rounds are going to be easier now. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Piece of cake, 16 rounds. Over in the, against the wall there. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the online Japan. This is our Japan Japan retreat. So while coming to here, Gitanagari, we were thinking that how can we do like 64 rounds of chanting the whole day? Like we thought, okay, because we are doing like we recently started 16 rounds of chanting. And we were like, okay, 16 rounds, okay, we will split like 8 in the morning, 8 in the night, or like 16. So we are thinking that, okay, we are struggling with 16 rounds, how can we come to like 64 rounds, start to with quality. Then after like Saturday's lectures, and you prepare us like for the next day, Sunday's Japa retreat, and like first I got it because I didn't get enough sleep the previous day, so I thought, okay, 100% that I'll get sleep for sure while doing chanting. But I don't know what Krishna's mercy and what's on that. Like, I didn't get sleep at all, like, while doing 64 rounds of chanting. So I started at like 5:15 in the morning after the aarti. Like, I completed all my rounds like at 3 o'clock. So I thought, okay, I've completed and I'll take lunch. Always I don't want to take lunch also. So, and whenever I get a little demotivated, like, I just come here and see like Krishna's face, because like, he's so smiling and thought, okay, he's like really motivating me. And I think, I'm not sure that this is my just imagination. Like Radha is telling the secrets to Krishna, saying that, okay, tell us something like so that's what I think. And afterwards, it's like the Prabhupada's picture, like he's having the happy tears in his eyes, like it was just crunching the temple.
Okay.
So after seeing that, I think that how much he is experiencing while chanting Hare Krishna Mahamudra. Just like service to Krishna is really experiencing that happiness we should also get, like I should get. That's the reason like I thought we have to concentrate on each and every syllable of Mahamudra and like the chant like that. So after that, like today we are chanting 16 rounds. Like, I was concentrating on the syllable automatically. I didn't get distract my mind here and there. So it was really, really, really good. Hope it should stay with me forever.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Fantastic. I want to keep to the schedule. So, yeah, just... This is, I'll speak a little bit about take-home message. Few things. There's a number of the devotees spoke about reciprocation of the association of devotees. Others spoke about reciprocation from the deity, from Krishna. And certainly, of course, reciprocation from the holy name. Very helpful. As I already mentioned, those things that were support for you, carry those systems of support or items of support or whatever it is that will help you, and then cultivate it, what you found that will help you, or that helped you. Stay with it. Like this message of continue to say yes. It's just the invitation from Krishna, and just keep saying yes. The invitation isn't over. Okay, go home now. Go away. It's a continual invitation to be with Krishna. So, Satchinandan Swami calls this the wheelbarrow session. Those of you from India don't know what that is. But Americans and Europeans know what that is. And people that work in farms know what that is. It's a front wheel and then two handles that come out and you put stuff in it. You put your tools and you put your this and that and the other thing, you know, the cement or dirt or whatever, sand or whatever it is in the wheelbarrow, and you go, you know, you wheel, load up the wheelbarrow to go do what you got to do off in the field. And so this is putting stuff in the wheelbarrow session. There's something awaiting us. There's tomorrow's japa, or a lifetime of japa, until you have some opportunity to do like this and retreat, an opportunity to go more deeply in your chanting, to close the gap between what we know we would like and where we are. So there are tools that can help you. Some of them are those that, by inspiration, or as some people say, I don't know why it happened this way, but something helped you, and that's a reciprocation from Krishna. So continue to cultivate that. And there are some things that most likely you heard, but because of circumstances, your attention didn't go there yesterday. Keep those accessible. And something may inspire you, or you consciously choose, let me try one of these things. I didn't spend much, just as an example of that, this Maha Mantra sign. If you find that your chanting is just becoming a desert, not attentive and mechanical, try, here's two things. Try the looking at a mantra sign and bringing your attention to the name. That's the operative function as you chant, and just stay with that for some time. Or, as you described from this morning, each syllable or each word, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, bring your attention to each word of the mantra. Or one mantra at a time. Don't worry about the past or the future, agonize over the past or worry about the future. Chant the present mantra that you're chanting with attention, and then you move to the next one because you're chanting the next one, and then so forth. Take some of those tools and apply them to assist you in the act of chanting. And make a daily effort. This is my time with Krishna. It's so merciful. The process is so easy, so accessible. Krishna in his fullness is available. And so invest consciousness there. And a number of persons, as is common, described the benefit of being together with others. So, something to consider. is from time to time have little gatherings of persons that have similar interest in improving their chanting and come together. And sometimes because we're busy, it can be done by phone. Jagatananda has a little group of persons that do that once a week? Huh? Every day. Wow, that's a commitment. For 1 hour? An hour and a half every day. So in case you're busy, maybe some people are busy, that's a consideration. Maybe you're in a distant place and you don't have physical proximate association. So consider different ways of doing this. On the Mataji's side, the women with children's side, there's an idea that's going to happen in one of the temples that I serve. There's a plan where the mothers will come for 3 weekend things. I mean, others besides mothers are invited, but it's mothers who have challenges like you described, and to come together with different things, not just japa, but other things, so they can, you know, through association, go beyond that space that's just, you know, not what we want it to be. When you know it can be through association. Not even, association is magical, it's spiritual. It gives strength where alone there isn't the same strength. See the necessity, make a plan, and then carry forward the plan. So at, like with this last message, same just on your own. Each day that you chant, it's another opportunity, another golden opportunity to come closer to the goal. And just the last comment is, you know, the goal is Rupa Goswami goal. That's really, but at least we can understand from that what the goal is, how far we are from the goal and how small we are. What to speak of compared to Krishna. Just take Rupa Goswami. We're really small. Really far from the goal. But that humble mood isn't, in a spiritual sense, it's enlivening. It's not, oh, I'm so far from the goal. Might as well throw in the towel and just quit. And you know, surrender to being, you know, beaten up by Maya. It's a very strong, enlivening experience. So, these are wonderful things that our acharyas have given us and teachers in the path of devotional service. You've got a really full wheelbarrow and reach in when you're doing your chanting next morning. Try to start with that. Make tomorrow morning's chanting really special. Like, you know, not the very same experience, but with enthusiasm. Tomorrow. And then the next tomorrow, and then the next tomorrow. If it didn't happen tomorrow, then the next tomorrow. And if it did happen tomorrow, then the next tomorrow. Just keep moving with enthusiasm and commitment. I'm really curious to see how, after, just like last night's kirtan, out of this world, wasn't it? And when there's a 64 round day, the kirtan that comes after 64 round day is commonly out of this world, different kind of out of this world experiences. But I'm curious to see what 10 hours of kirtan or a number of hours of kirtan will do after the 64 round day and a wonderful kirtan. So participate, because that makes Sankirtan, makes it even nicer. Stay as much as you can. So the schedule is Kirtan will begin right away, and it just continue, and then when breakfast is ready to be served, you can go and take breakfast, or you can stay and breakfast will still be there and Kirtan will continue. And if your schedule permits and your service permits, stay and participate. And thank all of you very, very much for coming. Devotees came from all corners of the United States, different remote places and solitary places, and it's, thank you all for coming. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada Swami Maharaj.